Okay, we're picking up 12 lines from the top of Memtes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Machlokas, about the Nusach of Hatova Mitiv. The Gemara says, Pligi ba Abba Yosi ben Dosta v'Rabbanan. Abba Yosi ben Dosta and the Rabbanan had a Machlokas. About what? Chad Amar Hatova Mitiv Tricha Malchus. One said that you have to say the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You have to say a nusach of starting off with the bracha when you start off the bracha of Hatov Amitim, the fourth bracha of benching. And the other shita said Ina Tzricha Malchus. Would we not need to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Rather, you just start Hakel Avinu Adirinu Malkinu Borinu and say the nusach of bracha without starting off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So says the Gemara, Ma Damar Tzricha Malchus, the one who holds that you need to say nusach of bracha in the beginning, Kasavar Derabanan. He holds that the nusach of Atova Meitiv is really Derabanan, and therefore it stands independently of the mitzvahs of the brachos that are Deraisa, and therefore it's not considered a bracha hasmucha lechaverta. We mentioned before that whenever there's a series of brachos that are connected, for example, Birchas Kriyat Shema, so you say the first bracha of Yotzer Or V'Rachoshech, Yotzer Me'oros, and you say Avarabba. You don't start Avarabba with a bracha. Why? Because it's fundamentally connected to the bracha beforehand. Whenever you have a series of brachas, or more than one bracha connected to the previous, you do not mention, you don't start the next bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. However, here, since there fundamentally is a new bracha completely, it's a bracha derabanan, so it's not considered smucha lechaverta to the previous Bonei Yerushalayim, and to really the bracha of Hazan, the beginning bracha of benching, and therefore you make a new bracha. Ma da'amar eina tzricha machlos. However, the one who holds that you do not say malchus, rather you start as a kelavino kinodrinu and start the nusach bracha without starting off with a bracha, kasavar deraisa. He must hold that hatova meitiv is deraisa, like the drusha that we had before, al arts atova shenasan lach, and that is hatova meitiv, that was the drusha that we had before. Okay, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, we have a braisa that says the following, Ma'u chosim, how does one conclude the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, Bebinyan Yerushalayim. So one answer is that you answer the building of Yerushalayim, that the words Bonei Yerushalayim is how you end it off. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer Moshiach Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, Moshiach Yisrael. Just had a question before. Rabbi Abba quoted before in the very top of the Amud, he said that one who says Moshiach Yisrael is a boar. Now, we have a shita in Tanayim that held the way. Maybe he rejected it, but to assume that it's boar is like very, very strong. I wasn't exactly sure why Rabbi Abba would say that. So, okay, that's just a kasha. But either way, the Gemara suggests right now that so that you would say, according to Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Yehuda, you would say Moshiach Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Moshiach Yisrael in Bnei Yerushalayim lo. So you'll say the bracha of Moshiach Yisrael and not mention Bnei Yerushalayim. The main point of the bracha is we're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu to have Binyan Yerushalayim. So obviously you should be mentioning Hashem Shev Rachmanos Rachim Nashem Akun Ayisrael Amecha, and that whole point of that bracha is not to, it's to make sure that we have Binyan Yerushalayim. And we know that David HaMelech and Shlomo built it of Binyan Yerushalayim. So that is the Iker point. So the Gemara says, even according to Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Gemara says, Ela'im, according to Yossi Bar Yehuda, Af Moshiach Yisrael. You conclude even Moshiach Yisrael. So the Gemara says now, a Maisa that was similar to this. Rabbi Bar Avuna, Itla Levi Rosh Kalusa. Rabbi Bar Avuna came to the house of Rosh Kalusa. Pasach Bechada Vasiyim Betarte. So what, he began the third bracha with one subject and he ended it with two. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, we normally say, Rachim Nashem Yisrael Amecha Ve'al Yerushalayim Yirecha. So he only said one of those. And then he ended off, and Pasach Bechad Vasim Betarte, he ended off with two. He ended up saying the bracha of Moshe Yisrael Uben Obon Yerushalayim. So he ended up with both. So the Gemara says, Amar of Chista said, "Gevur salamechta betarte." It's not you're not supposed to end off with two. V'hatanya Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says, "Ein chos b'mishtayim." We don't mention a bracha with two ending points. Why not? So the Gemara is going to say in a moment that that's because Rashi told you right here, but the Gemara is going to say it that it's really the concept of ein osid mitzvos chavilos. We don't do a mitzvah literally in bundles. Why not? So Rashi seems to say in a few places, Rashi assumes that the reason is because we don't want to look at like we're trying to just get rid of all the mitzvahs and do them together and not care about each one. That you should be doing one each individually. Other Rishonim explain that no, you're not going to have kavana on each one if you're doing them together. However, either way it is, we don't do mitzvahs chavilos. So you don't, just like you don't do that, you don't mention two subjects that are an ikar point of the bracha, you don't mention them together. So the Gemara says now, so the Gemara was really that he was unhappy with this. The Gemara says, Gufa, we're going to go back to discuss this. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, in chos b'mishtayim. We don't end off a bracha with two. Esve Levi le Rebbe, Rebbe asked the kasha and Rebbe. Ala aretz fele mazon, what do you mean? We end off benching every time. We say, ala aretz, that's talking about Eretz Yisrael, and mazon is the food that we just had. So the Gemara says, no, Eretz Tamafka Mazon. That's a very simple answer. It's one Inyan. The land Akash Baruch Hu gave us, which produces the food and the nourishment that we have. Gemara is Kanuz Ala Aretz Ala Peros. Also, Levi, another Kashi asked. Would you say Ala Aretz Ala Peros? So the Gemara answers, Eretz Damavka Pera, same exact thing, the land which produces the fruit, there is no kasha on that, there's not two subjects in the ending. Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, when we end off on Yontiv, we say, by Kiddush and by Davening, we end off Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, right? So we end off the bracha with two inyanim, that Mikadesh Yisrael, Hashem made us holy, and the Zman, He made us holy as well. So Gemara says, that's also one inyan, Rabbi responded, Yisrael, the Kadshinu Lizmanim, Yisrael, Kal Yisrael, who we know that we have to be Mekadesh, the Levana, in order to create when the Zmanim are, when to create the Yomtiv are, and without us being Mekadesh them, there is no Yomtiv, so therefore it's all one inyan. So the Gemara asks, though, he says, Mekadesh Yisrael, Varoshe Chadashim, the Achronim asked, why wasn't this just a hemshech of the previous kasha? If you know the Yomtiv is also created through, and obviously Kol Shekein Rosh Chodesh, either way, he asked about Rosh Chodesh, his two inyanim, and he said the same exact thing. So the Kachin Rosh Hashem, we are Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh, so then when we're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, Memela, that is through Kal Yisrael being Kadosh, we are Mekadesh the Chodesh. That's all one inyan. Okay? Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael Ve'Azmanim. However, that's a real kasha. You're Mekadesh Shabbos, there's holiness of Shabbos, and Yisrael Ve'Azmanim. And that is when we have Yontav Shechalios B'Shabbos, that's how we end off. So the problem is that you can't say the same thing about Shabbos. Shabbos comes Mamela. We Klal Yisrael has to do absolutely nothing for Shabbos to come. Shabbos is not Taloi on human beings. So therefore, how are you going to explain this? There's two different subjects over here. Shabbos and Yontav are fundamentally two different inyanim. So the Gemara says now, Chutz Mizu, Rabbi says you're right, but this is the exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, but you can't just make up, oh, this is just magically another exception. In Mishnah, what in the end of the day is the difference between the two of them? So the Gemara says, Ha Cha Chada, really, the Shabbos Yontav is really it's one praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an idea of Kedusha, that we're having Kedusha, the Kedusha of Yontav and the Kedusha of Shabbos. How it came about, you're right, it's two different. And over here, but at the end of the day, we're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu for Kedusha, so really, it's one Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Kedusha. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hasam Tarti, when it comes to the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, if you end off with Bonei Yerushalayim Umoshia Yisrael, that's two different inyanim. Okay, so kol chada chavri apanashi, since they're two different inyanim, then that really is fundamentally two different things, even though you would have said that, I would have thought that a little bit, that when you have the concept of rachim na'isom ha'samechav ha'samechav, that we want to have rachmanas on us, and then that comes out b'bonei Yerushalayim, that when Hashem will create bonei Yerushalayim, then he'll also have Moshe Yisrael, save Klal Yisrael. Either way, the Gemara assumed that that was more different than the concept of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, the Gemara says, time of my ein chos b'mishtayim, so why at the end of the day, which we already mentioned this earlier, what is the reason? And Gemara says, "Lefish einosin mitzvos chavilas. We don't mitzvos in bundles, as we explained earlier. The reason. Okay, continues. Gemara says now, "My havila. What is the machskana lahalacha about saying Bonei Yerushalayim? Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Pasach berachem al Yisrael mecha chosem Yisrael. If you just end off a rachem Yisrael mecha, then you only end off Moshe Yisrael. However, if pasach berachem al Yerushalayim, if you're dafka men Yerushalayim, then you'll end off chosem." Pasach Barachim Yisrael, Chosim Bonei Yerushalayim. They'll end off with Bonei Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says, Afilu Pasach Barachim Yisrael Amecha. Even if you end off of Yisrael Amecha, Chosim Bonei Yerushalayim. We end off Bonei Yerushalayim. Shmishim Shenem, Ar Bonei Yerushalayim, Hashem Nidcha Yisrael Yechanes Hashem. Is the builder of Yerushalayim, and he was going to bring about the exile of Klal Yisrael. So that implies, Imasai Bonei Yerushalayim. So, Emasai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be Bonei Yerushalayim? Is Manshinit Chai Surchanis, when he gathers all the people, in which case it's all one inyan about Bonei Yerushalayim, and therefore we always end up Bonei Yerushalayim, which is the halacha that we end up passing, which is quite familiar with everyone. We only end up Bonei Yerushalayim and not Moshe Yisrael. Okay? Gemara says now, Amar Lei Rabbi Zera, Rav Chista, Rav Zera said to Rav Chista, Naisimar Vinisnei. So let us learn a little bit, Dafka, Gemara seems to imply Gemara, because Gemara is going to see in a second why they're learning a deeper study of Torah, like Gemara. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav Chista said to him, Abirkos Mazona Lagmina Vaisnimas. He said, I don't even know how to bench, and you're trying to study Gemara, that's way more advanced than I am. Amar Lei, Rav Zera said back to him, my high, what do you mean you don't know how to bench? You're a big Talmud Chacham. So he says, Amar Lei, Iklai Levei Reish Kalusa. I went to the Reish Kalusa, Ubruche Brachas Mazona, and I said, the benching, Vizak for Rav Sheshes, look, Kuki Alei Bechichivya. Rav Sheshes, he like literally straightened up over me like a snake, meaning he was very upset with how I benched. So Gemara says, Vamai, Rabbi asked, what happened? What, you didn't bench nicely? So Rav Chista responded, Delo Amrei Lo Bris, Velo Torah, Velo Malchus. I didn't say the concept of Bris, Torah, or Malchus. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera was wondering, Vamai Lo Amart, why didn't you say this? So he says, Kedir Rav Chanan Al Merav, because I heard a statement in the name of Rav Chanan Al Merav, that what did Rav Chanan Al Merav say? Dam Rav Chanan Al Merav, Lo Amar Bris v'Torah Malchus, the Torah Malchus Yatzef. A person doesn't say Bris u'Torah and Malchus, he's still yotzei his obligation of benching. Why? Bris lefisha ena banashim. Bris is not applicable to women. They don't have a bris mila. Torah malchus v'ena no banashim lo badarim. Torah, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And malchus, based David, that is not applicable to avadim and to nashim. So therefore, So we see that Rav Rav holds are fundamentally yotze, and therefore I did not mention. The question is, the Gemara uses lashon of yatza, which implies only bidyevet. Why did he take it even lechavchila? So the Achronim point out that it's probably because of one of two reasons. Maybe he was benching and there were women there, so he didn't want to say the text that woman would not be chayavin in order to be motzim. Maybe that was his havamina. Or another statement is just stop. We're not going to make two different nuschaos for men and women. So therefore, Rav Chista understood that you should not make a difference in the two nuschaos, and therefore always you should not mention the things that aren't subject to women and avadim, which is a similar answer to the first, but those are that's still his svar. So the Gemara says, though, still, Rav Zeir wasn't happy with this. Ve'achav kol klanet tanai v'amorai, you're ignoring all the tanai memorim that we just quoted before, and all the braces that said, if you don't say these things, it's ma'akiv im b'di'eved, you're not yotze benching. Ve'avadate k'rav, and you did like Rav. So how could you do that? Meaning, Rav Sheshes was right for being angry at you. You really benched. It was foolish of how you benched. So the Gemara seems to imply like that. This is similar to the stira, because Rav said earlier, he quoted one of those braces, Rabbi Abba might be Rav, the one on the top of the Amud. Okay, so Shailon Rishonim, showed him, if Rabbi Abba is always considered Rav, we quoted Shmuel, who used to call him Abba, so Shailon, was that actually his name, or was that just in Lashon Kavod? Rashi actually said Lashon Kavod before, so maybe it wasn't Rav. Either way, that's a hack in the Rishonim, but it comes out of here that Rav Sheshes was correct for being upset at you, because you didn't mention these things, and you should have. Okay, the Gemara now continues with the Nusach of Hatov HaMeitiv. Amar Rav Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatov HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus. You have to say a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, before you start saying the Lashon of Hatov HaMeitiv. Hatov HaMeitiv. So the Gemara says, Mai Kamashpalam. What is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? Kol bracha she'eva Malchus, lo shmei bracha. Any bracha that doesn't have the mention of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is not a bracha. We already know that. Vamar Rav Chanan Chadazimah. We already learned that earlier. That Rabbi Yochanan says that. That he says that it doesn't have Malcha Olam, it's not considered a bracha. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira, lo marsha tzricha shtei malchuyos. You dafka have to mention the lashon of malchus two different times in the nusach habracha. Right? We say avinu malkenu. Right? Besides for bracha atah Hashem malkenu malcholam, we say avinu malkenu. That's another lashon of malchus. So the Gemara says, why do you have to mention two malchus over here? Chadi didei, one for the fact that you have to mention Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Malchalam for its own bracha, v'chadi de Bnei Yerushalayim to make up for the fact that Bnei Yerushalayim we end off Uvnei Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh B'Yom Aminu Baruch Atah Hashem, we don't mention Melech Olam. Since we don't say Melech Olam over there, then we're saying that really you have to make up for that, for the fact that you don't say Melech Olam with Bnei Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, though, Ihachi Nibayit Flat, you should mention the Melech Olam, another the idea of Malchus, a third time in Hatov HaMeitiv. Why? Chadid Didei, one for its own, Chadid Bnei Yerushalayim, Chadid Berchas Aretz. Also in Al Aretz Ve'Al Mazon, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Aretz Ve'Al Mazon, we don't mention Melech Olam, you don't mention there either. So the Gemara says, so really, and what do you see? El Berchas Aretz, my time, Allah, what's the reason that we don't mention Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam when ending off the bracha, the second bracha of benching, Mishum Dehavi LeBracha Smucha LeChaverta, because it's a series of brachas that was connected to the first bracha of Hazan, which we do mention Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Hazanus Olam Kulo Bituva etc. We Melech Malchus, since it's connected to that bracha which mentions Melech Olam, then you do not need to mention Malchus of here. So says the Gemara, though, then the same logic should apply by Bonei Shleim Nami Lotibai, because that's connected to the original first bracha that you said of benching Dehavi LeBracha Smucha. It's really connected as well. So we're stuck right now. Again, why is it that you have to make up Malchus in Bnei Yerushalayim and not Al Aretz Ve'Al Mazon? So the Gemara gives two answers over here. The Gemara says, one answer is, Hu adin da'afilu Bnei Yerushalayim nami lo bayi. So the Gemara says, really, Bnei Yerushalayim, you don't need to mention the concept of Hashem's Malchus. Ela, Aydi Damar, based David. You already mentioned Malchus based David. Lavar Achara, Dolamar Malchus Shemayim. It would be inappropriate not to mention the Malchus Shemayim when mentioning Malchus based David. And therefore, you should mention the Malchus in the Hemshech of the Bracha of Atov VeHameitiv. So the Kasha just asked, why don't you just mention it? Meaning that's a very good svara, that lavo rachar, such a good point, why don't you actually say melech olam in Bnei Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, so Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting answer. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason is because if you say melech there, it'd be if chas v'shalom, you're saying that malchus of Hashem is on the same level as malchus based David. So since we don't have that wrong conclusion, we don't say malchus in that bracha. However, we mention it in the very next bracha to be a make it up for the fact that we failed to mention it in Bnei Yerushalayim. A very interesting answer for Rabbeinu Yonah. Either way, the Gemara says another answer. Now Rav Papa said another answer. Hachi kamar. This Rabbi Yochanan really meant to say, Tzricha shtei malchios levar midida, that really Atov HaMeitiv does require another two mentionings of Melech HaOlam besides for that. Meaning that in Echanami, you really should be saying three different mentionings of Malchus, which Rashi points out that we actually do. Rashi says, right, Avinu Malkenu, that's another one. And then you also have HaMelech HaTov Amitiv. So those are, we're total, besides for the original bracha, Baruch HaTashem HaGolam, we really do, in Achanami, we do mention three. So Rav Papa's answer really seems to be actually how we, or Nosoch, at least our Nosoch, would follow the Shita of Rav Papa. Okay? So the Gemara now asks, what about someone who forgets to mention the special tefillos of the day in benching? So Gemara says, Yosef Rav Zera Achori Rav Gidl, V'Yosef Rav Gidl Kamed Rav Huna. So Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gidl, and Rav Gidl was sitting before Rav Huna. V'yasev v'kamar, and Rav Gidl said the following: Tav v'lo eskir shal Shabbos. If you forgot and didn't mention the bracha of Ritzei, the hasafa of Ritzei in Rachimna, then Omer Baruch, you say this nusach, a bracha, Baruch Hashem Kalam, Shenasan Shabbos as Lemnucha L'Mahu Yisrael. He gave us the Shabbos behava with love, la'osu lebris. It's a sign and a bris for us, right? Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. Again, ending off with Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. Amar Lei Man Amra. So Rav Huna wanted to know who said this. It's a nice statement. So Rav Gidl responded, Rav told me this statement. Hadar Yasev Ka'amar. Afterwards, he said, Tav Elo Eskir Shal Yom Tov. If someone made a mistake and didn't mention Yontiv either, meaning he forgot Yalev Yavo in benching, Omer Baruch Shenasan Yomim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. You say, you think of Kosh Baruch Hu forgiving Yomtiv to Klai Yisrael, a Simcha Lizikaron, for Simcha and remembrance, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Amar Lei, Man Amar, who told you this halacha? And Rav Gidl responded the same thing that Rav told me this halacha as well. Hadar Yosef v'Ka'amar. Afterwards, he said and he thought there, Tav Elo Eskir Shal Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot to say Rosh Chodesh, then what do you say over here? So Omer Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh Ma'amo Yisrael Lizikaro. You should mention Baruch that Kosh Baruch Hu gave the Rosh Chodesh for Zikaron, for remembrance. So the Gemara says now, the Lo Yadana, Rabbi Zera was saying, I don't know whether Rav Gidl mentioned the concept that you should say Simcha or not on Rosh Chodesh. Is Rosh Chodesh fundamentally a day of Simcha, or is it not such a day of Simcha? What's the suffix? So Tosfos Rosh seems to imply that whether it's not, it's still, the Torah never calls it a day of Simcha. However, it's still V'yom Simchaschem Wadechem, the Pasuk in Baaloscha quotes it over there. So which would it be? Is it a day of Simcha or not? So he's not sure. That was really the suffix, whether or not you would say Simcha, the Lashon of Simcha, on Rosh Chodesh. And also says another suffix that he had, Ichosim Ba'ilochasim. Rav Zera wasn't sure whether he said that you should end off with another bracha as well. When we say the Shabbos Nusach and the Yontem Nusach, we start off with a bracha and end with a bracha. However, maybe Rosh Chodesh should be different. Why should Rosh Chodesh be different and not end off with a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply, because it's not on the same level, it's not the same level of Shayom and Tovim to make a bracha v'chpsicha v'chesima. However, okay, that was that. And then the third Kasafik had, Ididir Rabbi. I don't remember whether this ruling was the Shita of Rav or just Rav Gidl saying it, Bidas Atzma. Okay, the Gemara says a related Maisa. Gidl Bar Miyumne have a kamei kamei the Rav. So Gidl Bar Miyumne was standing before Rav Nachman. On the day when you say benching, Tar Rav Nachman made a mistake and he forgot Uvehadra L'Resha, and then he returned to the beginning of benching and he said the whole benching over. Amar Lei Gidl said to him, my time of in Marachi, why did you go back and repeat the benching? Amar Lei Rav Nachman said, the Amar of Shila Barav Tar Chozel L'Resha. If one makes a mistake in the Birkas HaMazon, he goes back to the beginning of the benching. So the Gemara, so Rav Gidl Bar Nuni asks, "V'ha'amar Rav Guna Amar Rav Ta'omer Baruch Shenasan?" But what do you mean? It said there's a nusach bracha that you make if you make a mistake. Why do you go back to the beginning of your benching? So Rav Nachman responded, "Amar Lei Lavit Mar La." No, did you not know the halacha? Amar Rav Menashe Tachlifa Amar Rav Lo Shenu Ela Shelo Pasuk Atov Amitiv. That's only when you don't say the nusach of Atov Amitiv yet, and you finish right after Bnei Shalim, then you have the right to then say the bracha right there. That's the kviyas for the bracha. Have a pasach v'atov ha-meitiv, chozer l'rosh. The moment that you start hatov ha-meitiv, that's really the end of the ikar nusach ha-daraisa branching, and therefore once you're moving on tov ha-meitiv, it's really a new shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for thanking him for the Arugei Beitar. At that point, it would be too late and you'd have to repeat your benching. Mark continues now with a statement from Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Amar Avraham, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Toi v'lo yizkir so Rosh Chodesh b'tfila. If you forget and you don't say Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh in Shmona Esrei, Machzirno, so then you go back, obviously provided it's that Mariv, by Shachros and Mincha. Birchas and Mazon, however, you make a mistake and forget Yalav Yavo in benching in Machzirno, so you do not have to go back. Amr le Rav Idi Bar Avin le Rav Amram. Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Rav Amram, Maish not tefila, Maish not birchas and Mazon. So he says, what's the difference between benching and tefillah? Why would you go back for when you daven Shmona Esrei, forget Yalav Yavo, as opposed to benching, forget Yalav Yavo? You don't have to repeat your benching. Amar Lei, Rav Amram responded, Af Aladidikashalim. I also had the same kasha. It was Shilta Rav Nachman, and I asked Rav Nachman the kasha. Ve'amar li, Rav Nachman responded, "Mine demar Shmuel lo Shmueli." I didn't hear this from Shmuel. Rather, Elanech ze'anan. But let's look at the situation over here. Tfilo de chovayi. We know that Shmona Esrei you have to daven. Shachris Mincha for sure is an obligation. So then Machzirnos, it makes sense that you have to go back. However, Berchos Bezona, when it comes to benching, it's understandable to ibay achel, ibay achel. The person is not mechuyev to eat a suda on Rosh Chodesh. Rather, in machzirnos. So therefore, since there's no chiyuv of having a suda, then if you don't decide you want to just have peros all day, you're fine. Then therefore, since there's no chiyuv suda, then you would not be required to repeat your benching. Rosh Chodesh always likes to point out that the chiyuv of the Tosfos has already said that doesn't apply. By it's usher to fast on Rosh Chodesh, and it's also usher to do hesped and do hespedim as well on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh always says that the idea of Rosh Chodesh is simcha b'shev al tase. You're not allowed to do anything, meaning you can't do any negatives. You're not allowed to do hesped v'tainis, and you're not allowed to do those two things. However, the bekum v'asei to actually make you do something like suda and things like that, that is not a chiyuv simcha in the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash is different, but either way, that's what we see by the concept of Rosh Chodesh. Just one story about this idea that you're still Yotze B'Dieved, Rosh Shlomo Zalman. It was reported by when he forgot one time Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and he started to cry like crazy after he benched. So his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, like, Alachaz, I know you forgot, but at the end of the day, you're Yotze or benching. He says, no, they have a Takana. I'm able to fix my benching if I forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yav on Yantiv. However, now it's Rosh Chodesh. I have no Takana. I'm stuck. And he was so sad. So we should see. Now it's not just an idea. You're Yotze. No, it's still very bad to forget it. So the Gemara says, no, Elamahata, Shabbos Yom and Tabas Lachel, Alachadam Dilo Hadar. So the Gemara is actually going to mention this concept. But wait a second. He asked him. The Gemara didn't assume like that. The Gemara asks, maybe on Shabbos and Yontov, you should assume that if you forgot Ritzei, then you'd not be Yotzei. So Gemara says you're right. Amar Lei in, that's actually correct. Amar Shilab Amar Rav says Tava Chozerosh. In a situation you forget Ritzei, Yalav Yava on benching on Yontov and Shabbos, you would have to go back and you would have to repeat your benching. V'ha Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, but the Gemara says Rav Huna Amar Rav says Ta Omer Baruch Nasan. What do you mean? We didn't say you have to repeat your benching. You just say the special nusach. So the Gemara says What do we learn to learn this? No, lo shana lo shel pasuk b'tov meitiv. That's only when you didn't start the fourth bracha. A pasuk b'tov meitiv chozer l'rosh. If you already started the next bracha, then it's too late and you would have to repeat your benching. So there's no shailas over there, and that's what we say. Okay, so the Gemara says ad kama mezamin. What's the minimum shear of achila of bread that one has to have in order to join in the zimun? Meaning, how much do you have to bench? So the Gemara says over here. So the Gemara analyzes. Lameima de Rebbe Meir Chashiv LaKazayas. We never had Rebbe Meir. So many times when you just have a Tanakama and you don't have any Shita, the Gemara in, I think it's Sanhedrin, says that whenever there's a Rav Meir, Stam Mish says Rav Meir. So a lot of times when you just have the Tanakama, we'll assume that that's Rav Meir. So the Gemara is assuming anyway the Tanakama who says that you say that it's a kazayas, that's the ikar shita that you have to bench. So the Gemara says, "Lamimad Rav Meir chashiv lakazayas." Rav Meir says that a kazayas is chashiv. Rav Yehuda kabeitzin. Rav Yehuda requires a bigger share of an egg's volume to be assumed as chashiv in order to bench. We have another halacha in a different context that seems to apply the opposite. That Rav Meir holds that you need a kabeitzin, or behold, he holds you need a kazayas. And what is that halacha? This none. The Mishnah says, "V'chein mishi yatzav Yerushalayim." Similar, someone who leaves Yerushalayim, v'nisker sheyesh biyadav basar kodesh, and you remembered that you have meat in your hand, which is no sir, and you need to burn it. So says the Gemara, im avar tsofim tsofar bekomo. If you pass tsofim, machlok is exactly what tsofim is. Maybe it's just the furthest place in Yerushalayim. Maybe tsofim is not a specific place. It's just anywhere that you can't see Yerushalayim. Either way, when you reach this point, then you do not need to go back to burn the nosar. This is only a Rabbanan enactment that you have to burn the nosar of the Beis Hamikdash. You have to burn the nosar as the Raisa. However, where you have to do it is only the Rabbanan. And when it's far enough, the Rabbanan were not gozer that you have to go back all the way to the Beis Hamikdash to burn it. Imlav, however, if you're in that close enough space, within you didn't hit the tsofim yet, then you have to go back. Chozer. And you have to go back. Bira me'ate amaracha. Bira is just the Lashon Rashi, is a place in the Beis Hamikdash. You go back to burn it by the be'ate amaracha in the Beis Hamikdash. Ad kamahim chozim. How much? So now this Mishnah was referring to both Pesachim and to Kodesh. So how much chametz and meat of the basar of the Kodesh that left the Beis Hamikdash that is no sir right now, how much of it do you have to go back for? Meaning, what's the minimum shear that you have to be holding that you need to go back for, and how much chametz needs to be in your house in order to go back to destroy it? Because if you just did bittul at the end of the day, that would be derais also, so only dealing with the dinder abadah. So Gemara says, Remeir Omer, Zebe Zebe Chabetza. In either case, it's a shita of a Chabetza, which is bigger, that's an egg volume. And Rabbi Yehuda is Zevezeve Kazayas. But that's the opposite of what we learned over here. Meir says you bench for Kazayas, and over here he's holding that it's Kabetza. And Rabbi Yehuda held before that it was Kabetza, and now he's holding Kazayas. Mamish, the opposite Shita. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, Mukhlev is a Shita. Really, the Shitas are really opposite, and really we got it wrong over here. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah is supposed to be flipped. So says the Gemara, Abaye Amar, Abaye says no, lo tipach. You don't have to flip the shitas around. Halcha b'kray pligi. Here there's a different. Here they have a different. They have a drasha, and over there's a different svara. What's the drasha over here? Rabbi Meir savar v'achalta. When you have to eat, that is zo achila. That is reference to how much that you have to actually eat. Visavata, and now it tells you have to be satisfied. Zo shtia. That's a reference to drinking. Okay, so therefore, achila we know is always b'kazayas, and eating in the Torah is always through a kazayas. So therefore, we would learn that that's the shir. However, Rabbi Yehuda savar v'achalta v'savata teaches you have to eat and you have to be satiated. You have to be satisfied. So the Gemara says, achila sheyesh basfia, an amount that you eat that normally would satiate you and satisfy you. Ve'ezozo, and how much is this? Kibetza, that's a bigger share of a kibetza. So that's the machloket over here. However, over there, hasam besfer pligi, the Mishnah Psachim is different. They're arguing over a svara in the psukim. Rabbi Meir savar chazaraso kitumaso, that the requirement that a person has to go back for the items that need to be destroyed, either the chametz or the meat of basar kodesh, you have to go back for. How much is that? That is matumaso bekabetza. The law of tuma we know only is transports tuma with regards to kabetza. Big machlokas rishonim. Does kabetza mean that the minimum share of something to become tame has to be kabetza? Or in order, no, everything can be become tame, even the smallest, even an olive, even less than an olive can become tame, but to transfer tuma onto something else would require a bigger share. But either way, there's always the halacha of kabetza with regards to tuma. So the Gemara says, af chazaraso bekabetza. So too, when you have to go back with regards to the Nosar and the Basar Kodesh also needs to be the bigger share of Kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Chazaraso ki Isuro, the requirement of returning is the actual share of the Isser of Achila. Ma Isuro b'chazayas, we know that if you eat any of these two things, Kazayas b'Pesach, or Kazayas b'Chametz on Pesach, or Kazayas Nosar, you'd be chayav Malkus on both of those situations. When is that? That's when you have a Kazayas. Av Chazaras b'Kazayas. So to the Chachamim required you to go back when it is a Kazayas. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Ketzan Mizanmin. How do we do the Zimun? B'Shloshim, when you have a total of three people, Omer Nevarach. Then the leader says, the person leading the benching, he says nevarech, meaning that you should bench with me. Nevarech. Okay? B'shloshev, whoever. If you have four people, three besides for him, you have four, Omer Baruch Hu. He could tell them that you should, we should bless Hashem. Why? Can you say the difference? So Rashi points out, because when you're saying Baruch Hu, you already have a shear of three people without him. However, when you say Rabbasai Nevarech, Rabbasai with me, we should bench, because he's included in the one of the three, and therefore that's the Iker point. That's why you make the chilek between Baruch Hu and Rabbasai Nevarech together with me. Okay, so Gemara says, Ba'asar, when you have 10 people, Omer Nevarech Elokeinu. You say the Lashon of Elokeinu now. Okay, Ba'asar Vahu, when you have 10 people besides from you have 11, then you would say Baruch Hu again, introducing them that they should bless the Gosh Baruch Hu, and you use that Lashon of Baruch Hu because you have 10 people without you. And you don't need to say the Rabbasai Nevarech with you included. Whether you have 10 people or 10, usually a ribua is 10,000 people. So 10,000 people, which is 100,000. So then, whether you have that amount, basically we're saying any amount that you have, then it wouldn't matter. This is the nusacha of the benching. However, the Mishnah continues, b'me'ah, if you have 100 people, hu omer nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. You add in nevarach Hashem Elokeinu, b'me'ah v'hu, if you have 100 besides from you, say baruch hu. So, okay, and if you continue, and the Mishnah says, if you have Elef, you have 1,000 people, who Omer Nevarech, either Lashem or Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Elokeinu v'Elokei Yisrael, a bigger Nosach for the bigger amount, Be'elefu, if you have 1,000 people besides for him, then you'll say Omer Baruch Hu, again, to say this Lashon of Baruch Hu, Biri Bua. If you have 10,000 people, you'll say Omer Nevarech, again, La Hashem or Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavot Yoshev HaKruvim, Ala Mazon Shalchanu, for the food which you've eaten. Beriba Vahu, when you have 10,000 besides for that, and besides for him, then you'll say Baruch Hu, the Lashon there, and the Gemara, and the Mishnah continues, Ki'inu Shemivarech, the way that you say the Bracha, Kachon Imacharav, that's how they respond, and the Mishnah gives you one example, but would be true about all them. Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavos, Yosheva Kruvim, Amazon Shalchanu, that's the Nusach that responded when you had the 100,000 people. So just point out, again, we started off the Mishnah saying that there's no difference between the 10,000, or the 100,000 people, and the, besides for that, meaning, and once you get to 10. Then the Mishnah starts quoting all these differences between 100 and 1,000 and 10 and 100,000. So what exactly is going on? The Gemara is going to ask this kasha, okay? Just pointing out that this is the stira minei in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to ask that. Rabbi Yosef Lili, Omer Rabbi Yosef Lili says, So the Gemara is going to prove that this was what Rabbi Yosef Lili was the one who just was talking right now. He's the one who says that the way that amount of people, you know, you add in 100, you add in more, after 10, you'll start adding more, then you continue adding in the nusach of benching. That as the, literally it means that as you have a kal of Klal Yisrael, you bless the Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Mekor Yisrael, from the source of Yisrael, okay? And the lashon of with the lashon that he says over here, b'makelos, sounds like if you have different levels of makelos, you will say different neschos of bracha. Amar b'akiva, b'akiva says, mamatzinu b'beis haknesses, in shul, it doesn't matter how many people you have, echad merubim, echad mu'atim, if you had 100,000 people or 10 people, you said the same nusach, tfila amar barachos Hashem, you still say baruch Hashem v'barach, and you don't change any neschos, so too, when it comes to Zimun, we shouldn't change the number. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. We'll stop here for today.